The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's January 15th, 2019. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours. Coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Cell phones, where can they go from here? Now, most of the trend we're seeing now is foldable phones. And yeah, those don't look that great. Other things are probably improvements of what we already have, particularly the camera. And that's exactly what Oppo is trying to do. Now, rumor has it they're about ready to announce the world's first 10 times optical zoom system. Yes, you heard me correctly, optical. None of this digital zoom in crap. Now, from what we're hearing, Oppo will be holding an event on January 16th. And it has a tagline which I can't even read. It's in Chinese. But according to Google Translate, it's something like 10 times the view. See you soon. Now, with all this lovely sounding good news about 10 times optical zoom, yeah, don't start holding your breath anytime. Yes, because this seems to be a prototype, and we're not even hearing if it's actually going to get released in a consumer device. At least not anytime soon. The reason why we say this, you remember a couple of years ago, they had a 5-time optical zoom prototype, and yeah, it never seen the light of day. Facebook stories. I hate the damn things too. All right, maybe not all of you hate them, but I know a lot of people that just say, I could do without them. But this actually might make stories kind of useful. According to Facebook, at least as of yesterday, they're going to start testing a way to share the events you're interested in, and then you can kind of coordinate a meetup with all of your friends by using stories. Now, yes, you did hear me mention test, meaning it's only going to be available in certain parts of the world. This includes the US, Brazil, and Mexico. However, though, from what we're hearing, it should be available on both iOS and Android platforms. Now, apparently, sharing these events slash stories with your friends will actually give you a way to see who wants to come to an upcoming show or activity, and then, of course, will point you to the page for the corresponding event. Meaning the stories will come with tappable stickers or, you know, little icon thingies, giving all the event details. And then your friends can actually say, yeah, I'm coming, I'm interested, this sounds cool, and they say, hell no, ain't my thing. No word yet if Facebook's going to start rolling out this testing of other parts of the world. Guess they're gonna wait and see how it goes on the small scale for now. And finally,
gotta get back in time, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that horrible singing. I just kind of got into the Back to the Future vibe, and Huey Lewis in the news was just buzzing in my head. All because we're seeing another Nike self-lacing shoe out there. Yes, if you happen to check out Nike's Twitter account, they managed to get a whole bunch of NBA players to try on these new self-lacing shoes. Problem is, though, we can't see the damn shoes. We're only getting the reactions. What we can tell, at least with these shoes, it's going way beyond what Back to the Future was. Because it looks like you're going to be able to adjust your shoes with your smartphone. Of course, that's what was missing, an app. Meaning this is a completely different type of shoe that we seen way back in 2016. Because that shoe, which was largely based on the Back to the Future shoe, had no wireless connectivity, no Bluetooth whatsoever, and actually had physical buttons you had to do stuff. What's fun about that? This is the future we're talking about. Other things we're seeing too is the pricing. If you think it's going to be more expensive, haha, have I got a surprise for you. Those original shoes, yeah, they were about $720. Yikes. From what we're seeing about these things, the expected entry cost, yes, entry, is starting around $350. As for any other details, that's it. We gotta wait for later today to see what Nike unveils, and I'm sure they're gonna do it via Twitter. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website for our podcast, blog, reviews, it's all over there. Go check it out for yourself right now, britishtechnetwork.com. Also, give us a like or follow us on Twitter, British Tech Network for Facebook, at British Tech on Twitter, and our BTN community where we'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us right now. We've got a lot of fun going on over there. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.